Welcome to the Dynasty Happy Hour with your host, Tyler Gunthener and Chris Whitman. This is your spot for the best in in-depth Dynasty Fantasy football advice. And now, here's your hosts, Tyler and Chris.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Dynasty Happy Hour with a special early weekday edition. We are just going to talk about what happened today. DGB got traded to the Eagles for a backup offensive lineman. Went up Twitter, so we thought we'd come on, talk about it a little bit, and let you guys know how we feel personally about the trade. Chris, what's your first reaction?
My first reaction was, why? And then I started to really just think about it a little bit, and it kind of makes a lot of sense. I mean, the Eagles have been talking about for months now needing to add something to the wide receiver core. And if you look, Reuben Randall's clearly not the solution. I think they've been known that for a while because Reuben Randall's just not very good, or at least he's just kind of an idiot. But they need an outside threat. They want to use Jordan Matthews in the slot. We've talked about this a few times about Jordan Matthews being in the slot. And for that to be successful, they're going to have someone on the outside to actually take coverage off of him. And so it makes sense that they're going after, you know, a dude who is one of the biggest wide receivers in terms of just weight-adjusted height. And I just think that this is, I think this is a very good trade. I think on many different platforms, I mean, first of all, you're going from a very crowded depth chart where he was also held in very low regard by Mike Mularkey. So he basically went from a depth chart that was Rashard Matthews, Kendall Wright, Tajay Sharp, Justin Hunter, Harry Douglas, and I know I'm forgetting one guy, and it's going to bother me now. You're going basically from that to Jordan Matthews and Reuben Randall, Josh Huff. That's
Nelson.
That's not really all that. I think his value just plummeted, by the way.
Yeah.
Which I'm actually ecstatic about because I don't care for his playing style or really anything about him. So he's going from a situation where he's held in low regard and in a very deep depth chart, at least superficially, to a very open depth chart where he can play a very important role for that offense. And considering all the moving pieces they kind of have over there, a new quarterback who should be taking over by mid to late season, an evolving wide receiver one in Jordan Matthews, and then you have a running game that, when healthy, is actually relatively okay, I just think that this is a good move for Philadelphia. And I've been asked a lot, why do you think did it? And I think my short answer is Mike Mularkey just does not like the Doriel Green Beckham type of player. I've been doing a lot of research on Mike Mularkey and his coaching staff and the kind of wide receivers they prefer and they succeed with, and Doriel Green Beckham is nothing of the sort. Someone asked me, oh, if he doesn't like 6'4", 240, what does he like? He likes 6'1", 215. It's pretty obvious if you look at his track record. The wide receivers that have succeeded in a Mike Mularkey offense or in a Rubisky offense have been, you know, not very tall, not very big, possession receivers. Roddy White. Perfect example of that, actually. Although Mike Mularkey didn't pick Roddy White, but he did.
Yeah, but he had
some very successful years. Yeah, I think Roddy White's actually a perfect example of what Mike Mularkey likes in a receiver. Andre Johnson, this kind of receiver, which is fine. And if it means that, you know, Doriel Green Beckham has to go somewhere else to succeed, I'm more than okay with it. It's going to be a project, just like he would have been in Tennessee. But I think that he'll have an easier time adjusting to the Philadelphia offense. Now, how do you feel about it, Tyler?
I was never big on DGB, but I actually do like him better in Philadelphia than I do with Tennessee. He's not the Mariota type receiver.
I agree.
Tajay Sharp is the perfect Mariota receiver. Kind of like a 6'1", 6'2", 200-pound, good route runner, short, crisp routes. Kind of like Greg Jennings in his heyday. I think DGB has a greater chance to succeed in Philadelphia. Don't forget, Carson Wentz has a huge arm. And DGB can be the guy that he can just throw it up to, use his ability to jump up and get it. Honestly, it won't be till next year. You'll probably see DGB fully start showing. But next year is when you kind of see like 700-800 yards and 8 touchdowns or something like that. It could be a wake-up call for DGB. Mm-hmm. And it could be what he actually needed, which I think helps. I'm actually going to lower him in my rankings until I see a little bit because they traded him for nothing. I think they could have gotten more. He was a second round pick last year, and they literally got a backup guard, I think it was. I woke up just in shock and awe, and my first reaction was, this is not a good thing for DGB. And then I looked at it more. I looked at the situations. It rises up Rashard Matthews in Tennessee. It rises up Tajay Sharp, which the hype has already been big, but it rises him up. It rises up those guys a little more. Andre Johnson could get more playing time now, so he could be a really cheap guy to go for that could get a lot of targets in that passing offense.
For me, what's really interesting is that one of the knocks against DGB was he had a very poor catch rate. It was under 50%. But first of all, a lot of it actually came under Zach Mettenberger, who was, I mean, we can both agree, he's a terrible quarterback. But you know what he was? Do you know what his ranking was in contested catch rate? Number one. He was number one in contested catch rate. His contested catch rate was 90.9%. He's a matchup nightmare, and I even like Bradford better for him for the first, you know, let's say month or two of the season. I love Mariota, but that's just not the type of quarterback he is. I think Wentz is going to be great for him in the long term. But just know that even if, just like if he stayed in Tennessee this year is still going to be a mediocre year for DGB. Just like you said, if he ends with 500 or 600 yards and 5 touchdowns, I would consider that a success. He's going to be adjusting to a whole new offense with a whole new quarterback, probably 2 quarterbacks this year, and a whole new scheme. Just be patient. For you, is his value going up or going down?
I think if you have him,
you're going to lower your ranks. Okay.
Yeah, just a little bit. I mean, he's already in the four. I think he's 47 for me in my rankings. I already lowered him already. I've never been a fan. I sold all shares beginning of the year. I sold for Tyler Lockett in the league, so.
And okay, what realistically would you want for him? I mean, just don't be the hater with the 47 overall wide receiver. What would you want for him in a trade?
That's tough right now because I'm partial. If I had him, I think I'd hang on to him because I do think his upside is still huge with Wentz. But if I don't have him, I would honestly try for a 2017 second. That'd be like a buy low opportunity. And I think you could probably get that easily.
Okay, you're saying from the buying or the selling perspective?
If I'm buying, I'd do a 2017 second.
Okay, if you're have selling him, and you had to sell him, yeah.
In a 10 to 12 team league, maybe a second plus another receiver, a young guy.
You're killing my ability to trade here.
it's a tough situation, and it's a very, very tough window right now to sell him in because of the news. Oceans are going nuts because they saw Tajay Sharpe and they're like, wow, this fifth round receiver can beat him out and beat out in Philadelphia. Be like, Aguilar, he's probably better than Aguilar.
Yeah, I think he's better than Aguilar.
Jordan Matthews, there seems to be something wrong with him. He can't play outside. DGB can.
Yep. I think they're going to compliment each other. I don't think they're actually going to eat off each other. I think they're going to compliment.
Yeah, I agree. I think he helps Jordan Matthews and they're two big guys, so they could work well for each other.
One interesting stat that I found was that Tennessee last year was 21st in terms of attempts and 25th in terms of passing yards, and Philadelphia was 6th and 12th in both of those. So like, I get that Peterson is going to drop those numbers down, but I mean, let's even say they drop to, you know, let's say 12th and 18th, expecting Tennessee to have like a high power passing offense anyways. So I just think that no matter what, there are going to be more opportunities and more targets for him in Philadelphia, even in worst case scenario to me.
I agree. I think he has more opportunity in Philadelphia. So that's the plus I'm coming out of it. I'm actually talking to a buddy of mine and he's asking me, he was the guy I traded Tyler Lockett with. And he's like, give me some advice on who to talk him up for trade. And I told him all this stuff. I'm like, you know, Philadelphia is probably a better offense for him. He doesn't have much to beat. He's a great 9-route guy because if it's a short pass, he's huge. The upside is huge with this guy. And if you believe, now's the time to buy.
See, but I'm also curious about what the actual market is going to do for him because I think people are going to value him more now that he's in Philadelphia. And I'm just curious to what one can actually get for him because I actually tried trading him to another person in my league who I know listens to the show. I tried trading him for a mid-first and Ryan Matthews, a mid-2017 first and Ryan Matthews. And he was hesitant. He was kind of intrigued, kind of hesitant. And as soon as I saw this go on, I withdrew that immediately. I was like, no, it value can only go up from here because I was essentially selling extremely low on him for the format of this league and this guy's interest in the player. So for me, I think I absolutely agree. If you can get great for him, I would sell him, but otherwise hold him. His value can only go up from here. I don't see any way for it to go down. Much better long-term solution for him than Tennessee is. Anything else we need to cover for Mr. DGB?
I think we covered it. You know, the Tennessee receivers will see an uptick in their rankings. Tajay Sharpe will probably boost up. If you haven't had a rookie draft by now, that's nuts, but he's probably creeping into that early second round pick now.
Oh, there's a poll I saw this morning. I didn't believe it. It was who with the DGB news, who would you draft first? Will Fuller, Leonte Carew, or Tajay Sharpe? Tajay Sharpe was winning. Oh my god, it's nuts. Again, I think we can both agree. I was much higher on Tajay Sharpe than most people, especially you, before the draft and after the draft. And even I think that that's bonkers. No, thank you. I don't even like Fuller all that much, but I would prefer the upside with Fuller than the upside of Tajay Sharpe, a fifth round pick out of UMass. They both have small hands.
Completely agree. Yeah.
The baby
hands. Chance. Everybody, that's going to be it for a little short episode. We'll be back on Sunday to talk about the preseason games, and then we got a little special guest come and talk about a little RSO. Today, I'm going to watch a little bit of the fantasy football marathon on ESPN. I've been watching it a little bit. It's a great idea for ESPN, so I will be doing that today. What are you going to be up to today?
I'm going to be probably doing nothing. I haven't really figured out what my plans are as of yet. But that being said, remember, iTunes, rate and review helps us out. We got shirts. We got merchandise. Go check it out. We'll leave you with that. That's all we do. Farewell, everybody.
Bye.
That'll do it. Thanks again for listening to the Dynasty Happy Hour. Be sure and follow the guys on Twitter at Tyler_NFL, at ChrisWhitman11, and most importantly, at DynastyHHPod. Music brought to you by The Morning Kinks. Be sure and check them out at themorningkinks.com. We'll catch you right back here next time for the Dynasty Happy Hour.